next week at this same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Blue Sky and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network.
Gals who want to be free.
Happy Labor Day.
From me. Get your man who's a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard if you got a union.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Relaxing and Easy with Paul Marriott there and Part-Time Lover. Started this program off with Mason Williams and Classical Gas. How are you? I am Eric O'Brien. I am here with you every week on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. I knew I would screw that up somehow. But anyhow, yes, here every week, whether it's Tube City Online Radio, WRCT in Pittsburgh, or Vulcan Sound Radio, always good to be with you and nice to get an easy time on your day or something like that. Yeah, let's just move on here. Now it is time for talking about the holidays of the day that you should celebrate even though you didn't know you needed to celebrate them. Sometimes I can talk, sometimes I can't, but anyhow, moving right along, starting with August 29th, it's More Herbs, Less Salt Day. Encourages healthier cooking by substituting flavorful herbs for excess sodium. It's also good for your heart, and it tastes a lot better, too. It's also National Chop Suey Day, so keep your salt out of that. It celebrates this classic Chinese-American stir-fried medley. The dish's name means assorted mix, or a cacophony of something. No, that's not a sound. But anyhow, reflecting its origins as an improvised dish by Cantonese immigrants adapting to local ingredients. So there you go. It's also International Day Against Nuclear Tests. Some people say nuclear, but it's nuclear. A solemn global observance aimed at promoting peace by condemning nuclear testing. Okay, moving on to August 30th, it's Frankenstein Day. Now, it's not gold Frankenstein and myrrh, but it's a tribute to Mary Shelley's creation celebrated on her birthday. It is also the Slinky Day. The iconic toy's patent was made on that day some years ago, so there you go. So make it march down the steps or whatever you do with it. Eat Outside Day. We should have been doing this all summer, but it's been too hot. It's probably just comfortable enough now. It's a simple and delightful celebration of al fresco meals. So, yeah. August 31st is also Eat Outside Day, if still observed on Sunday. That is, encourages dining for al fresco, just like I said. Love Litigating Lawyers Day, a whimsical day to appreciate the lighter side of legal professionals. Okay, it's also We Love Memoirs Day, celebrating memoirs and personal storytelling, which is a good thing to celebrate. Monday, September 1st this year, is Labor Day, the federal holiday honoring workers and the labor movement. It is also Ginger Cat Appreciation Day, a delightfully furry tribute to our orange feline friends. It is also No Rhyme Nor Reason Day. Perhaps the oddest of the lot, No Rhyme Nor Reason Day is a wacky celebration of randomness. Exactly the kind of absurdity we seldom pause to appreciate, but which perfectly suits the theme of the day in this show. There is no rhyme scheme or rhyme even, no clue, no reason, yet here it is with its own date. So there you go. So do it for just because. September 2nd is Bison 10 Yell Day, a uniquely spirited day prompting you to yell 10 times for the bison. Okay. Yeah. It's also Vietnam's National Day, marking the proclamation of independence by Ho Chi Minh in 1945. Then September 3rd is Global Talent Acquisition Day, observed on the first Wednesday in September to recognize recruitment professionals. National Baby Back Ribs Day, a finger-licking celebration of that barbecued favorite. It's also National Skyscraper Day, commemorating iconic tall buildings and the birthday of architect Louis Sullivan. And finally, September 4th is Eat an Extra Dessert Day, granting you the permission to indulge in just one more treat. It's also National Newspaper Carrier Day, honoring the first paperboy, Barney Flaherty, in 1833. And then finally, it is National Spice Blend Day, a celebration for those who love mixing flavors and spices. So there you go. There are some holidays of the day you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but they're there, so you might as well celebrate them just because. In fact, for no rhyme or reason. Meanwhile, just leave me alone. Here's Ronnie Aldridge at the piano on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Pleasantville, the Mickin Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Pleasantvillians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Pleasantville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone.
Your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the ship bitter blue. Loving you has made me bananas.
Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned.
Relaxing and Easy. Craig Duncan there on the Hand Hammered Dulcimer and Annie song. That's the Smoky Mountain 70s album. The music comes from the Smoky Mountains. There you go. Guy Marks in there with Loving You Has Made Me Bananas, a little goofy tune there. Sven LeBeck with Lady Godiva, and Ronnie Aldridge did Ronnie do? The computer just kind of cut this off here, so, you know, I have to extend the window if I can. Yeah, Leave Me Alone, Big Old Ruby Red Dress, of course. Here is Pat Valentino and Danny's song from Annie's Song to Danny's Song on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Guilty, a Barbara Streisand and Barry Gibb song from many years ago. Before that, we had Frank Chaxfield with Blue Bayou. That's not what they did in Traffic. That's just a landmass somewhere, or a water mass, actually. Caravelli in there with Save Your Kisses for Me. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you. It is now time for some of the Guinness World Records that were achieved in the last couple of weeks here. Starting first with the fastest time to cut 10 watermelons with a sword, because everybody does that. Fan Peng in Beijing, China, is a martial arts instructor who set a new Guinness World Record by slicing through 10 watermelons with a sword in just 9.03 seconds. Judges verified that each melon was cleanly cut in half and no misses were allowed. The previous record stood at 10.4 seconds, meaning Peng shaved more than a full second off, a huge margin in speed-based records. So he trained for months, combining precision blade work with explosive speed. There you go. Phoenix, Arizona. Body modification artist Chadwick Minson earned a Guinness World Record by tattooing 100 eyeballs across his body. The tattoos spread across arms, torso, and legs were counted and confirmed by Guinness officials. Minson said the concept came from a dream about being watched over by many guardians. The record surpasses the previous mark of 80 eyeball tattoos. Each one is slightly different, giving his body the eerie appearance of being covered in gazes. Lovely. London, England. Gabriel Wall, a 29-year-old fitness instructor, dashed barefoot across a 100-meter path made entirely of Lego bricks, ouch, in 24.75 seconds. She broke the earlier record of 29 seconds. Oh, good for her. Guinness officials ensured every step was taken on Lego, and Wall's feet were checked for injury afterward. She laughed through the pain, calling it the hardest sprint of my life. The attempt raised money for a local children's hospital. Then in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, as it were, the SAIL, the S-A-I-L, Amsterdam Festival, welcomed over 600 ships, from 17th century tall ships to modern navy vessels, setting a world record as the largest nautical event ever held. More than 2 million people lined the city's canals with to watch the parade. The event only occurs once every 5 years, making this record especially meaningful. Guinness confirmed the ship counts via aerial photography and harbor logs. There you go. So finally, Seaside Heights, New Jersey, Edward Kukuzwitz, that's a name, age 82, set the Guinness World Record as the oldest active open water lifeguard. He has worked as a lifeguard for more than 65 years, including 63 consecutive summers on New Jersey beaches. To verify the record, Guinness reviewed his certifications and observed him performing drills. He still completes timed swims, rescues, and CPR refreshers each season. Locals affectionately call him Mr. Ed because they probably can't pronounce his last name, the guard of the shore. Those are some of the feats that have been achieved in the last couple of weeks. Here's Herb Alpert with his rendition of Carmen on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
If you say you love me.
Relaxing and Easy. Eric Cook there with I Want to Make It With You. Before that, we had Frank Chaxfield and Blue... No, we didn't. I said that already. The computer's screwing me up again. The Ames Brothers were before that with You, You, You. I'm not sure if they were talking to you or a goat. Or a lamb, rather, or a type of bush, but the song was called "You, You, You." Roger Williams in there with "The Longest Time," and Pat Valentino with "Everybody Wants to Rule the World." You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a guy who can sometimes screw up things in less than 2 minutes and screw it up royally. So let's move along here with "Too Much, Too Little, Too Late." By Sid Dale on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Takes us up to the top of the hour with To Tell the Truth. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?
production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.